City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusives.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Some say they got a good woman, but I got the sweetest one. I got the sweetest one, yeah. Though I lied and I cheated, I deceived, and I never even told the truth. Told the truth. How will I earn your trust when I threw it away? And how will I find a better one than you? Quite a river, yet stood by me. I will survive. I'm gonna make it. I'll be the best man this whole world will ever see. I swear I will to love you only. Cause I got a hot feeling, I got a good woman with me. I got a good woman with me. I got a good woman with me. Has a radio, she don't even want a TV, but all she really wants, all she ever wants is me. But I gotta come with all her ingredients, her ingredients. That's love, trust, communication with me, and me. Don't tell me you forgive me, just let me prove I'm all brand new. Swim wherever we spot a place where they may be. I wanna earn your trust. It's been lie after lie, and you deserve nothing like this. You cried a river, yet stood by me. I will survive. I'm gonna make it. I'll be the best man this whole world will ever see. Nothing to lose because you love your woman so bad. Let me hear you say yeah. Say yeah. To all the ladies that take some time and forgive the men, I want to hear you say oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you want to make a change in your life, gotta become a better man. Take a bow and sing with me. I will survive. I'm gonna make it. I'll be the best man this whole world will ever see. I swear I will to love you only. Cause I gotta admit I got a good woman with me. I got a good woman with me. I got a good woman with me. Oh yeah, yeah.
It's the sounds of Roberto. The song is called Good Woman. This one, he actually comes from Zambia. A song that we used to listen a lot to, like almost every single day when we're in the Big Brother house. This was 2013. I know this was actually one of the favorites on the show. Welcome to the show, man. I'm hanging out with Junior as always. How you doing, Junior?
Hey, man.
You good?
I'm proper, man. Can't
with
complain.
This bling bling.
Wow,
we got to hang out last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was super awesome, man.
Yeah, there was an Unleash Renegade unveiling that happened here last night. And I got to hang out with you. What were you drinking again?
I just drank Coke.
Is that what that was? Was it Coke?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show, man. It's going to be absolutely explosive. Hanging out with the Ricky Rick in the studio. Solo will also be joining us. It's going to be an explosive show. In fact, this is what we're going to do.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ungakhuluma bontjes mina I'm double HP and thrombus nafukwa party is on six I skis for the miss no best we don't mix I'm up to my old tricks bustin' if you lunch less I come zip with betty slumming no pen no pumzik I feel I can hear you ngisazo zip imali yakho isazonqebe yaman shamfenko wa man turn up young and bell like wa man
everything I do they wanna do They wanna do.
You talk too much, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Everybody, I just tryna hate. I just had my first kid. Give a fuck about a beef. Yeah. Man, I'm shunning. Mix, I'm yelling gin tonic. I'm sub lit. Wrong wanna, I'm solid. I'm sub mood. I'm savvy, nigga, man.
I was actually just having a chat with Ricky now, and I was telling him that I didn't think this song would make it as a club hit, but all the clubs I've been to, dude, like the song is just on fire. Every single club that I've been to. This is Ricky Rick. The song is called Boss Zonke, and we're hanging out with him in the studio. Mr. Family Values himself. He's going to talk to us about his new album, which is by far, I think, one of the most talked about albums of today. Welcome to the show, bruh.
It's too easy, gents. What's going on?
No, chilling, man. People have to know this. We've been trying to get you on the show forever, and something always comes up. But we're glad you're here.
It gets rough sometimes, but you know, you always have to wait for a good thing. So here we are. Bang!
Okay. Big up yourself and congratulations on the success of Family Values.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm basing this on just talkability about the album.
Yes.
Now, in terms of sales, how is it doing so far?
We're doing very well.
Okay.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, we're right up there.
Is this your family album?
I think it's a family album.
Yeah.
In terms of you know, it's an album that my son could probably put in the player 10 years or
yeah.
Well, he'll be too young then, maybe 15 years from now.
Yeah.
And understand more about his pops and understand just more about life in general at this stage of the game for me.
Now, obviously, I have to talk about the hustle before this.
Yeah.
Just briefly sum it up for all of us. How easy for you was it, or how difficult was it for you?
I don't think anything is ever easy. You know, I think I had a lot of practice. I had a lot of practice. I look at all my years previous to now. I look at them all as practice.
Yeah.
So I look at it like I've been doing practice for maybe, you know, maybe a 10-year practice.
Mm-hmm.
Officially printing CDs. I've been officially printing my own CDs since 2007. So,
damn.
So yeah. So I've been making albums since 2007. Yeah.
What is the first album that you listened to or that you bought? It doesn't matter when it was. And that you bought and you felt like, you know what, hip-hop is where my heart is.
I used to steal albums. I never used to actually buy them.
What do you mean steal?
Like, we used to... I grew up in Austria, né?
Yeah.
And like, it was like... We had a lot of bad influences because we were trying to fit in with all the German kids. So basically, we just do all the, you know, we just try to always be the cool guys. So we used to just go to CD store and steal CDs. So the first CD I ever stole was Slick Rick, The Art of Storytelling. I stole that. That was like in 98. Before then, like, I just used to listen to my brother's CDs. I used to listen to all my brother's music because he was listening to like Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously Ready to Die. He was on Ready to Die, the Wu-Tang, all the Machiavelli songs I used to have from my uncle. And, but I really only got into hip hop really like 98, 99. That's when I started stealing music. So I stole like Slick Rick, I stole Method Man, I stole all those guys' money, but I stole a whole bunch of stuff.
Is this where the name Ricky Rick comes from?
Ricky Rick, yeah, it basically comes from Slick Rick. It's like you know, because my name is Ricardo.
Yeah.
So everyone in school called me Ricky. So, and some people called me Rick. So it was like Ricky Rick.
It was easy for you to just make that switch.
Okay,
we're hanging out with Ricky Rick in the studio. We just played you Bozonge. The brand new single out at the moment is Sondela.
Yeah, Sondela.
Tell me about that.
Sondela, you see, the thing is that like all my songs have always been like these turn up songs. So we have like, everything's always been like turn up or party. But I don't even look at it as turn up, but everything has been different in its own in its own musical field. Amantombazane, my first single off of this album, was completely different from anything I did on Nafukwa. And when after Nafukwa, I did Bozonke. After Bozonke, I didn't want to do anything that was similar to any of those, because I'd just be cheating my fans out of like a different experience. So that's when I did Sondela, and Sondela is completely different from anything I've put out, shall I say.
What is the grand plan for Ricky Rick? I mean, you're one of the biggest hip hop figures in the country, possibly even in Africa. You're one of them.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that, you know, we've had a lucky time getting into some of the limelight right now.
Yeah.
But we have a long way to go. You know, we're still young kids trying to figure out the game. You know, like, this is my first album. I put it out myself. I marketed myself. You know, I damn well sell the thing myself also out there in the streets. So it's the first. This is really my first experience. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, for me to be the biggest artist right now would be cutting short some of the work that I'm still yet to do, you know what I mean?
No, but you're one of the leaders of the new school at the moment. I mean, you're on every single playlist that I can think of. So I think that's big on its own. We're hanging out with Ricky Rick. We're actually going to take Sondela. And when we come back, we're going to do some jamming alongside Junior.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All I cared about was the money, 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 money. 'Cause getting hurt by love wasn't funny, 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 funny. But I never thought, never in my wildest dreams, that I would find someone like you.
Let me tell you something, babe. I just wanna put a smile on your face. I just wanna let you know you amazed.
I just wanna let you know, baby, you're driving me crazy. When I'm with you, I just can't behave. Somebody's so beautiful, so many things I wanna do to you. Your high class, so patience is nothing new to you. Your high class, so ain't nobody can get it. And if they tryna holler, then tell these niggas forget it. Cause you're mine, girl, I never leave you behind. Because you're mine, you're the only one on my mind. Baby, you're mine, you're the only one that I need. I ain't tryna mess around, I'm tryna make you believe. Cause you're mine. Baby, you the best that I had. Baby, you're mine. I love you cause you made me your dad. Baby, you're mine. I'm sorry for the times that I'm bad. And I cherish all the time that we have. I love you deeply, baby, baby.
All I cared about was the money, 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 money. Cause getting hurt by love was funny, 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 funny. But I never thought, never in my wildest dreams, that I would find someone.
Love is something you can never judge. Something that works for other people doesn't work for us. When I was younger, they told me to never trust abroad. Now I'm older, my woman is the meaning of God. I'm hoping I could lead the way for my son. Cause he's the reason and motivation that I became the person that I am. When you grow a little older, I'm hoping you understand. Without a woman, you are never a man. That's true, Steez.
All I cared about was the money, 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 money. Cause getting hurt by love wasn't funny, 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 funny. But I never thought, never in my wildest dreams, that I would find someone like you.
Someday, 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 someday.
This is dedicated to the love of my life.
To my real love, this is dedicated to my real love, my sunshine. This is dedicated to my real love, real love.
This is dedicated to the love of my life.
To my real love, my sunshine.
This is dedicated to my real love, real love. This is dedicated to my real love, my sunshine. This is dedicated to my real love, real love. This is dedicated to my real love.
Okay, let me just take over a little bit on Neil. That one was called Sondela. You are now tuned into the sounds of DJ Ricky Rick. For all the ladies out there, give me a dial up or just send me a DM on Twitter. I'll make sure I get your address, and we'll be over there later. Make sure you get the chicken wings ready. But anyway, back to O'Neal.
You're so old school with it.
So old school. That radio voice, I always expected like people on radio to have that radio voice.
Yeah.
Now I'm here and O'Neal, you don't have that sexy voice that I was looking for my whole life.
I know. It's very funny because people who don't do radio, they assume that's what it's, well, back then, that's what it was supposed to have been. But then when radio became more personality driven, we moved away from that.
It's
so
just the voice.
So
the
that's Yvonne Chaka Chaka DJ, radio DJ, is no motive. Anyway, we're still hanging out with Ricky Rick. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to play something for him, and he's just going to play around on top of it, right?
Yeah.
So you tell me if you like what he's doing. If you want him to switch it up, you can switch it up. Gina, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right, cool.
I love the way you're doing those keys, though. Oh. It's brilliant.
Thanks, man.
Okay, let's do this.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah. Kasham. I like that. Trumpets and everything. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. These niggas softer than some Nachis. Designer clothes, designing codes. I'm mariachi. Find me at the hotel bar with Padiachi. They probably trying to come for me. Ironic because the petty powers tried to run for me. And now we blowing up. Everybody wanna get some krill. Making this money will probably get you killed. I come from a hood where ain't nobody good. But it's fine if you do crime. Niggas is understood. Yo, I lost too many friends. I have too many niggas around me that still pretend. But they only here because they wanna see some ends. But my son needed more, so that's who I keep it for. But listen, everybody try tell me, Ricky, just do your best. I said it's fine, I'ma do my best and still take the rest. Yo, I told No Vest, I also wanna be the best. He said, No Vest, No Vest. I said, yo, I'm the best. He said, No Vest, No Vest. Ish, yo, I had to try another verse. I met a rapper last week, bought him another hearse. Gave his mama 10 grand, told him, mommy, I'm sorry. But your son was a problem, don't worry, just don't worry, ish. So many things I could've done. I'm just trying to leave a legacy for my little son, ish. Shout out to the radio, O'Neal, you the one. The last one, thank you.
Okay, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome in the studio right now, Solo.
What up, what up? Oh, so am I jumping in? Oh, yeah, wow, yeah. Just like that. Is that my welcome? Yeah. Yo. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Solo. Listen. I'm in fine fabrics and good spirits. That's a Molotov cocktail. Spewing hot lyrics, you just keychain with the foxtail. You hanging out, I'm designed for standing out. Been a man about my business since I switched the business suit to casual attire. Nothing casual about the fire that I spit. Killing daily, so it's black tie with the black suit being optional. And I'm merely accommodating dress code where it's possible. It's ideal when I'm responsible for eulogy. So often wish that you could see the coffins I keep seeing. Filled to the brim with the cheesiest of rappers. And that's what happens when your practice matches opportunity. I'm in the Super League and I go stupid, geez. Couldn't even see the destination unless I show you. My third eye, my rhymes, I open my mouth and spoil you. Count yourselves lucky. I'm in generous mode, so generous I break the mold. Martyr tendencies, rewrite the code. I'm in the zone now, ridiculous, sicker than all now. And bickering big in the small town, entitlement ripe and they all crown worthy. Gotta be lying surely, in a disguise early. I'm thinking my rise is reaching the skies and none of these dudes could hurt me. So
O'Neal worldwide.
Well, tell him not to provoke me. Be on your grown man suit when you approach me. New school rebel, but he got him see Loki. Fashionable mischief, R.I.P. OG. Fool's errors got us working OT. All these nuts remain celibate. All these words just embellishments covering attack norms. And thank all you, speed lies only. We gunning for trophy and you die slowly. Goons pal like your whole team. Goons are dirty. Who better than homie? Your crew might know me. Jerry my for games when I view guys closely. Cause act as much as they like, they got their good eye on me. Magic, just a fucking standard. Animals of habit, animal till I have it. Antidote that's drastic, wishing I homesickness. And you lack ambition, you homesick. From your actress village, bear tune, kill them all, baby, too. Pick and roll, come in two. Boop, set up the alley, you dumb. D-Wade, LeBron, all season long. Four quarters strong, shit, that ain't what you expect, homes. Did I not do this at debut? Dudes already shook at my stage, too. Look at how the fuck we came through. Hard on the sleeve, rappers who bled, drop sense and remain true. Screw 66, I'm 17, 66, I'm 17, 66, 66, 66, 66, 66, 66, 66, 66, 66, 66, hey, look at my t-shirt, look at my games, look at my consistency and all things. You wanna look at my whip, you need to see change. You need to look at these young kings and do the same. Now look what I embodied, stood in line in the lobby. Lobbyists acted funny, preferred me in the hot seat. Hot seat seemed kinda comfy compared to what was behind me. So I'm gully, but we didn't cause trouble, didn't bother nobody. We were just my gang, get on the mic. And when we rock the mic, we rock the mic. Fucking right, gatekeepers started with nonsense. They had to double up the D like large breasts. Normally the D is hard like in rough sex. Pause like a dog's feet, scarred from the snarl sleep. But we barged in like why you ain't charged them. No stamps on our wrists, we've been in charge since. Solo skater, no competition, do not encourage him. Don't let his mouth run off, fuck around, I'll run the town. My dog and that's any city with ears. Envy me and my peers, we've been patient for years. 66, I'm 17, 66, I'm 17, 66, 66, cuts and rushing bitch. Hey, look at my t-shirt, look at my games, look at my consistency and all things. You wanna look at my whip, you need to see change. You need to look at these young kings and do the same. Do the same, do the same, do the east. I can see right through ya, believe. I mean, look at these philanthropists like flows, you're welcome. Lost freebies for me. I mean, look at these bills piled up over the years to get you riled up and on the edge from ready. I mean, look at these statements on backlogs to put statements on rap songs from the basement. Look at these dudes tracing what once was. I'm chasing, I'm lost, after my paces. Look at these races lose their status. I'm not even running a Jason, not even their medals can have me. Look at these marathons from a different. Perspective, better have that rib, make that holy water rain. Look at these sinners, I send them all the same. Hustling out of lust for abundance, that's in the game. But like clockwork, same routine, and if it
yeah, man, we're about to get familiar with Solo. This is Overtime, you're killing it, son.
Appreciate it, my dude.
Absolutely amazing stuff. Is this from the album?
This is actually first single off of the project to follow.
Okay, so this is something brand new.
This is brand
new. Tell me who's in production here.
On production is a dude named Books. He actually had Books here a while ago.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Books, yeah. That's the dude. We're actually a part of a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell me about the direction you're going with the new project. I know you've already got one out. Dreams Are Plenty.
Dreams Are Plenty, correct.
And tell me about the direction of the new album.
You know, more than focusing on direction for this one, what I did was I focused on like the natural progression, like the evolution of, what I was sounding like. Because what you need to understand is after Dreams of Plenty was made, and I actually wrapped up Dreams of Plenty in 2013. Mid 2013 for something that dropped April 2014. That means within that time, you know, obviously I kept working, I kept making music, and there'd be a natural, you know, progression. Going forward. So this is essentially the sound, this is what I sound like currently.
Okay.
I don't think I sat down to figure out what, you know, where I wanna go versus, you know, documenting where I am currently.
All right, man. So we're hanging out with Solo. We're also hanging out with Rick in the studio. In fact, I just want to talk to you gentlemen about the state of hip hop at the moment. It doesn't matter whether it's original or internationally. Both of you, please, your thoughts, Ricky Rick, on the state of hip hop right now.
I really don't know. I really don't know what's going on. I'm a big fan of looking at the state of myself. You check what I'm saying? Because like, if you look at too much shit that's going on outside, it's like you just get distracted. But I think hip hop in South Africa is in a very good place. I feel like things are growing. I think people are mixing, blending more. And you know, the lines, there used to be lines in where hip hop was like on the side, you know?
Yeah.
Now people are taking hip hop seriously, and with that, there's more people that can, you know, make a living off of this thing, which is what's brilliant. But you know, hip hop wise, I don't mind what's the state of hip hop, because I listen to the same five albums that I've listened to for the past 6 years, 7 years. So,
who would you say is sounding nice right now, as far as local MCs?
Ricky Rick is dope.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, this guy is so dope. I don't know. He just dropped the album. Also, I don't know. I heard somebody say this was dope. He dropped the album.
Something. Nah, he's dope, family, man. Something, man. There's
something about this.
Something about family.
So I'm gonna go check it out. I'm gonna go to the music store after this interview.
All right, fine. We get it. You're a family man. The guy is pushing. So, your thoughts?
State of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, being someone who is definitely a student of hip hop.
Yeah.
I can definitely say I've, you know, kept my ear to the ground, for the most part. I'd say we're probably at our most colorful. Mm-hmm. And by that I just mean there's diversity, maybe for the first time in SA hip hop.
Yeah.
Where you know, you live in a space where all these artists who sound different can coexist, and, you know, well, for the most part, but eat all at the same time, you know, so you don't necessarily have to sound like this dude right here or that dude in order to eat. You know, you can be an artist like Ifeanyi, who, you know, for best way to put it, have like a very abstract sound, and still cake, which means, you know, essentially the message that sends out is, oh, you're allowed to be yourself.
Yeah,
that's dope. And I think that's the most important thing.
Now let's talk about sales, which is I think that's the bottom line, being able to live off of this. We're beginning to see corporates taking interest in hip-hop as a genre and basically backing you guys up. Is this something that is overdue? Do you think this contaminates the hip-hop in its purest form? I mean, I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Obviously, there's been rumors on social media, especially pertaining to Ifeanyi's album.
Oh, yeah,
which he did come out and tell us that it sold, what? It went gold in one day?
Yeah.
Although there were extenuating circumstances, which seemed to be very controversial all over social media. So,
extenuating circumstances. What does that mean?
Sorry, I had to put that out of my ass. So, what do you think? Is this a welcome move for corporates to be jumping on board in that way?
Ricky, are you taking this?
Well, no, I mean, I always say that nobody can know how Ifeanyi sold the 20,000 or how he got it. He's the only one who can answer for that. But, you know, corporates getting involved, corporates have always been involved with music, you know? So it's cool. But, like, for me, it's like, I've done so much stuff with corporates, and really, these guys are really just here to take your fan base, you know? Like, if people could understand that, it would be a much simpler thing, and, like, you wouldn't have to deal with, like, 15 corporates trying to make you a sweet deal. Like, even if all the corporates bought all my CDs, I still wouldn't make back what I spent on it. I'll have to go, like, two times platinum to see a profit after tax and still pay off all the producers and all the featured artists. So, like, the CD sales is cool. Like, people can always help in it. Like, that's not where the important thing is. I'm always looking at, like, are guys able to just do the live thing and be able to take their fan bases and channel them into their own gigs. That's the most important thing, because, like, we rely on these people too much. And it's like, they want your followers. They want your people on Facebook, your people on Facebook, on Instagram. They want your people all the time, no matter how many, whether there's 500,000 or 200,000 or 20. They want your people. So it's like, the state of hip-hop is always going to be cool. Like, corporates are just aren't there to big up hip-hop. They're just there to take your fan base. If you get paid well in the process, that's good, you know what I mean? Then you've got one up. But I really feel like, when, you know, guys just need to realize that that fan base, if they learn how to harness that fan base into the individual sales or into people coming to your gig. Like, I've got gigs where I'll go out and there'll be like maybe 150 people, and I know that that's like my fan base maxed out in a certain area, and move to another gig and they'll be fully packed out and there'll be thousands of people in another place where there might be only 200 people. It's like, we just have to start going direct to the consumer and don't wait for the corporates to take us to our consumers, when they just taking away our consumers, really, to tell you the truth.
Let's just talk about the consumer. I mean, this has been happening way before even social media, but with the advent of social media, it seems it has become worse. We were talking about just a while ago the fact that you put out an album, you also have to worry about the fact that people will be sharing it freely, particularly today's market. What is the best way to combat this?
Look, I think for the most part, you know, especially with hip hop, you know, you go in knowing that this is a reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think for the most part, your mind has already wrapped its, you know, you've already wrapped your head around that being how things work. I think, very important what Ricky was talking about in terms of, you know, then engaging, you know, your following further, you know, because essentially, you know, someone who is willing to buy will buy. Someone who isn't really. You know what I mean? And then therefore you can't necessarily just rely on that, or you know, try change someone's mindset. What I can do though is I can then make them pay for an experience.
Yeah.
You know, I can have them come out to a show just because my show is so interactive or so, you know, so dope or whatever. Yeah. I think it's knowing where the places are where you're able to capitalize, but more than capitalize, able to engage people who really care for what you do. You know? I think thoroughly relying on album sales is something that hip hop learned to do without a while ago. I mean, it's essentially right now, just after Casper sold like crazy numbers, that numbers have become important again. But you know, but hip hop has been able to essentially sustain itself without that for a while.
They say they like your shit until they have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So this is true to a large extent.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the business model of the world, you know? You know, even apps like Spotify or any streaming app, you don't have to pay. You can get the app for free and you can listen to music for free. There's a free option.
Yeah.
And then there's the other option where you can pay and get all the extra perks, which is the experience that Solo's talking about. So it's almost like you just have to come up with smart solutions to try and make money out of it. But things are going to be happening for free all the time, and hopefully you can convert somebody who gets something for free into somebody who's going to pay for something. And that's how a lot of companies make their money. I know Spotify works like that.
Yeah, Deezer as well.
Deezer works like that, where there's different settings where the concept is weird, but you give stuff away for free so people can pay for it.
Yeah. Would you say there's a lot more work for today's artists compared to maybe an artist who was in the game about 20, 30 years ago?
I think it's two different battles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one battle is foundation based, you know, actually laying down a foundation. You know, you think about local hip hop and you think about the dudes who did it first. They had to convince a whole country that it's okay for us to do hip hop. Yeah. That's a different battle altogether. My mind wasn't like, just based on my circumstances, my mind didn't have to be, you know, ready for that kind of battle. I know this kind of battle. I know the battle of, there's so many dudes right now, so many dudes trying to get in, and how do I, you know, how do I stand apart?
Okay.
You know, that's my battle today. So I think it's kind of hard to say, only because, you know, because times change, you have very different battles to deal with.
See what you mean? Hanging out with Ricky Rick and hanging out with Solo as well. Now, let's take a track and we'll chat briefly about that. You collaborated with Jeep Renegade.
Yeah.
And you did Hit the Ground Running. So let's check out this track.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Always had this vision, always been on this mission. I've seen the bravest give up and buckle to imposition. I've seen my driving purpose, I know where I stand now. You would probably stand up and applaud before I stand down. Couple close shaves, going against the grain like a legend. Center stage, I'm irreverent, and my passion inherits. Taking chances is my means to celebrate independence. You can feel it soon as you get acquainted with my presence. No authority can rule me. You see the freedom, no chosen army can move me. am plenty for lying. Me side of anyone who don't see it. I ease into this role of self-belief cause I believe it. I don't know what backing down is. I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. I'm a renegade. I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Who would've thought?
Going against the odds.
I feel like I'm the one.
I feel like I'm so in charge.
It don't matter who we are.
We reaching for the stars.
It don't matter who you are.
Keep reaching for the stars.
For the stars. Hey. I'm a renegade. I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. I'm a renegade. I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. I'm a renegade. I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running.
Listen when the city speaks, cause I run the city streets. I move how I wanna move, I move so easily. To beyond an infinity, I got the vibe, feels real when you feeling me. Ah yes, feel the motion, barriers are broken. Let it soak in, I'm fabulously golden. I'm too cool, it's like I'm gliding, I'm so smooth. I'm an upgrade to the vintage, old school. I'm fresh, I'm free, I got no rules. I'm the heartbeat to the city, that's the whole truth. How we do? Well, let me show you how to make everybody watch when you roll through. Don't back down, I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running.
I'm a renegade, I just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Hit the ground running.
Who would've thought? Going against the odds.
I feel like I'm the one.
I feel like I'm so in charge.
It don't matter who we are.
So this is the track, man, the official Jeep Renegade song performed by Solo and Blacklist. Go Hit the Ground Running. You guys performed it last night at the unveiling.
Yep.
Tell me about the process, the creative process that went into creating the song. Was it easy?
Actually, you know, it honestly, it was pretty easy. Okay. I think what was dope was that these, you know, the guys from Jeep allowed us to kind of interpret, you know, put down our interpretation of, you know, what we think this joint should be. You know, so they came to us, you know, understanding that we will play the creatives, I guess, in the space.
So
that's what we came up with, and they loved it. So we were like,
congratulations. The video is out as well.
The video, yeah, I think is out. I think is it today or tomorrow or something like that.
Okay, but we did check it out. Yes.
Yeah, but yesterday. We did. Yeah, they showcased it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome another rapper in the studio. Mashai, how you doing, bro?
Not a rapper.
Oh, you're not?
Cool, man. Thanks
welcome
for having
to the
me.
Studio.
Not a rapper. He's not a rapper. He's a hustler.
Okay.
I'm not a rapper. I'm a hustler.
Besides, bro, like, I'm doing digital maskandi. You can say a singer, rather.
First of all, I just saw the title of your song. Please tell me what this is.
The Shandaraba Ekelemende with Okay Malum Cool Cat.
Okay.
Yeah, Shandaraba Ekelemende with Okay Malum Cool Cat, produced by Oraf and myself.
All right. Cool, man. I'm about to surprise you. This is Junior. Mm-hmm. He plays keys. We're about to perform something together.
Oh, yeah?
Junior is on keys. Ricky will drop something. Solo will drop something. You'll do something as well.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
But you'll have to approve what he's doing. If you like it, tell him it's cool.
Okay, but before we get into that, I just want to say hi to everyone who's listening right now. Yo, shout out to my mom. My shout out to my mom who came from Japan. I'm like Japan. It's Stella from Japan. It's let's go.
Okay. Junior.
Oh, we going?
Oh, this is rappers, come on, rapper!
I thought you were setting the tone. Hi, yo, look.
I did everything possible to silence a non-believer. A lot of lyrics I scratched out with the birdum like some cohibas. Try to match my demeanor with spit. Try comparison with different dreamers, they simple as shit. We similar and fiending for fix. Our demons persist. Love in any form is like a hit. We dredge or dismiss. Then the thread hold together the stitch. Bleed rather than quit. Crinkle cut any adversary, only in it for chips. Leave me with the worthy, not a bar that could hurt me. Poltergeist with the levitation, floating with my clergy. Excuse me, I came from everybody and their mama doubt. Now how many other real rhymers you counting?
Break it down, break it down.
This is Thomas
Gandhi. Sure.
Oh, man. This is what we do here.
A lot of people don't understand. When you say digital Thomas Gandhi,
they don't get it.
A lot of people don't get what you're talking about.
That's why you need to, that's why you need to listen to that Chandala Bradshaw.
Go straight in.
Yeah. That's amazing, dog. Like what you just did there. Sounded so fresh, man.
Cool, man.
And of course, shout out to you, Solo, for that killer verse.
Appreciate it.
Now,
Oh, thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Ricky.
Come on, Ricky. We see you.
Thanks, Ricky, for sitting around.
Ricky's giving me something. He's like, yo, say Shia Parat. Come here. Shia Parat.
Yeah, I saw Ricky was coaching you. Yeah. Was he coaching you?
Because I really got something. I'm like, but Ricky's like, nah, my boy, Shia Parat.
That's the one. That's the hook right there, dog.
That's the one.
All right. Now, you did something with one of the Mazwai sisters.
I'm dropping my track. Thank you very much for asking that, my brother. Okay. I'm dropping my track with Uthandiswa Mazwai, the legendary King Tut, tomorrow. Please support me. Everyone who's listening right now, go out and download the track. It's going to be available on iTunes. Please, it's called Izayoni Tribute to Makuzwa Yokokwami. So, yeah, that's what it is.
What is it called?
Izayoni.
Okay.
Tribute to Makuzwa. Makuzwa, that's like my grandmother from my mother's side.
Okay.
Yeah, she did a lot for me. So, yeah, it's like a tribute.
Let's check out something from Mashaya.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Shine your light, make it
uphethe kwezandla bamba ikhanda ngezandla uphethe izulu ngezandla ukushaya ngezulu mnganami I'm swagging like Jordan with jumps I'm swagging with a combo as a dunk I'm flying all in ngaphala Kamuke kat, inkomidli bands, sefiltin, imini zidan, kalu magris, kali zingan, kalavajan, malu menang, boys and bugs, amantombazan. Waza wamnandi mkibel, waza wamnandi mama, kukala ushandaraba. I see you flexing your car, I see that you rocking Chanel, sekufika umakoya ngempel, ushaya umswenkwa ngempel, manje bengikhala ngenamba. Give me your number, Zobel. Yeah, give me your coochies or dead. Hey.
So tell me about the project. Is it what's the name of the album? Is it coming from an album?
It's coming from my EP. It's called The Black Excellence Show. So it's The Black Excellence Show
nice.
Deluxe Edition. It's on iTunes now. If you feeling like you're vibing with this with this. Digital Maskandi thing, please just go on iTunes and cop that thing. This track actually was like, what can we do now? Because I've already put out like 3 songs,
yeah.
But a lot of people were like questioning what's going on with you, with your sound, whatever.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just bring something that's really fresh to their faces now, because I was really frustrated and stuff. Like, yeah, dude, we don't get this thing. You're a rapper, I know. You're a rapper, I know. You can't fuck with us. Don't lie, you're a rapper. I'm like, nah, I'm not a rapper, whatever. So I was really frustrated. So I did something. Even the titling, we don't try to conform.
Yeah.
It's Shandaraba Ekelemende. If you don't understand, you don't understand it. If you vibe with it, yo, jump into it. So it's like that. I was really frustrated and stuff. So I wrote this song. Didn't really write it, but yeah, I don't write. Look, I just get into the studio and
okay,
start singing.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, you're the perfect person.
Yeah, but shout out to Okay Maloo, man. He came through with the verse, and all the Betsies are loving it. I've been getting tweets saying, Masha, you can get it now based on this song, bro. Imagine. Imagine.
So
me, I can get it. Like really, me getting it? Come on. But yeah, I can get it. It's <Sure.
laughs> Oh, somebody's going topless out there.
Not you, brother. Come on.
All right, in the studio, hanging out with Solo, hanging out with Ricky Rick and Mashaya. Is just joining us in the studio right now. Now, gentlemen,
sure.
We are about to get into our last performance. You are allowed to set the tone. Either one of you or Junior. That's how we're going to wrap up the show. But before we get to the performance, maybe let's talk about your project right now. Where is it available? Where are you performing next, Ricky Rick?
Like I said, I always say, yo, go out to the music stores and try and get it. And if it's not there, make sure you place an order. Or you can find it in the boot at any show that I'm at. So just follow me on Instagram or Twitter and see where I'm at. And you're going to find me out there. You got it. It's yours.
All right. Where are you performing this weekend?
I don't know. I think today I'm out there supporting Masha Butka Tabu.
Okay.
And then we're gonna be out at tomorrow. I'm out at the playing netball with the I don't know what's going on. I'm playing netball tomorrow, and then I'm playing, and then I'm gonna be at Tabu, and then I'm gonna be at I don't know where I'm gonna be.
Okay, so we'll catch you on social media. Solo, what are you up to?
Like I said, so now that the whole Jeep campaign has been unleashed, the video drops tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're really like, I'm pushing 2 videos at the same time. That overtime track you dropped.
Yeah.
That video's out as well.
Oh, the video's out.
Yeah.
Okay,
video
cool.
Came out like last week.
Okay.
So, that's actually me.
That's wrapping up the,
And wrapping up the rest of this project really.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I've got a new track coming out tomorrow, Notandiso Mazwai, King Ta. Please go out and support me. Download the track. Tell your friends about Umashapu, Kagamambu, King Vela, Bashek, Zamalek, Japan. We're trying to.
Skirt.
Cool, man. And we'll be shooting a video for Shandaraba. So everyone has been asking me, when is the video dropping, dude? Come on. It's gonna drop, man. Please just wait for me, dog. I really love you guys because you guys. You know, you got my back.
And you can get it now.
Yeah, I can get it. Yo, shout out to Kev, actually. I see Kev outside there. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Kev.
All right, so we're about to get into our last performance. Junior, you guys decide what you like. Junior is, will play it. It doesn't matter what it is. So remember, this is unradio, unrehearsed, and it hasn't been planned for. So what's going to happen here right now has not been done anywhere else, and it's about to happen right now.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yo, you should see my ego. Nobody used to see, so now it look like they're holding desert eagles. Everybody throw up their hands. Even haters throw up their hands. I went from sitting bench warmer every season, far from easy level. CC wouldn't listen, now I'm sizzling. They willing to drop their pants. I think they willing to drop their pants.
Mhlelem hosheni ngedwa mina mbuku mama yedwa mina ethwele imbiza yedwa 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 but washumlilo wemfana bo phuza amanzi wemfana bo buye ekhaya wemfana bo selikulili goli yelele 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 yelele. She says she loves me, she says she sees me, she says she wanna be with a nigga. She says she loves me,
love,
she says she sees me,
sees me.
She says she wanna ride with a motherfucking G, with a G,
ride with a G,
G. She wanna ride with a motherfucking G,
ride with a G,
with a G.
She wanna ride with a G, G.
She says she knows me, she try to call me,
call me.
She see me at the mall, me. She tryna duck me, she tryna fuck me, but she running out of luck, G. Cause I'm a G. I'm a G.
Shout out to MK Fresh. That's a OG.
She know that I'm a G.
I'm a G. I'm a
and
G.
I don't fuck with these hoes.
These hoes.
These hoes.
These hoes.
I don't fuck with no hoes.
With no hoes. And no hoes.
I don't fuck with no hoes.
Yeah.
Hey, there's copyright. Yo, yeah, I'm putting a copyright on that shit right now.
Man, big shout out going out to my guests.
We should start a group. We should actually start a group. Like,
yep, yeah,
boy,
yeah,
a mixtape. Yeah, yeah. A mixtape or some shit.
East Coast Connection.
We should do a, yeah, East Coast.
yo,
that's copyright. That's just copyright.
All right, guys, thank you very much for coming through. Good luck with your projects. Please promise us that whenever you have shit that's ready, you will bring it here and we'll premiere it on the show.
Yeah.
No worries, shout out to all of you, man.
You'll get my track tomorrow with Tandiso Mazwai, the legendary. Come on, look
on
at
iTunes,
me, dog.
No?
He's telling you go buy it, basically. You'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm saying
you better buy the link.
I'm gonna email it tomorrow.
You know, email the link tomorrow.
With you and just getting it stuff, so I get confused.
Don't worry, dog. Don't worry. They're all gonna get it.
Guys, shout out to all of you. I remember everything that you had here today will be available on podcast in about 45 minutes to be available as a podcast. So please just promote it on your time links, guys.
Podcast comes out on the Apple Podcast.
Sorry?
On Apple Podcasts.
So that means
where do you buy the, where do you get the
podcast? They're going to drop the SoundCloud link?
Not SoundCloud.
We'll tag you on the link.
No,
we'll tag
not you SoundCloud. On the link.
Or just go to www.cliffcentral.com.
Okay, yeah, cool, rather.
Okay. To
we're
going to
have
podcast.
The iTunes podcast. Okay, so everybody, it's the iTunes podcast.
Yes, sir.
If you're lucky enough to, you know
to
what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're with the fucking Samsung, Samsung
like
350,
Blackberry,
you got to go to Android. It's still on Android, right? Yeah. You got to go to Android. And if you're on the Hawaii, then you're out of luck. Sorry.
Just send us that link, though.
Yeah, no, let's do that.
If you're on the Hawaii P6, I'm sorry.
It will be on my timeline in about 45 minutes. Ricky Rick, I'm going to catch you.
You're on the 3310. It's over.
Yeah, baby. baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.